Kama, isn't this?
No, it's...
Is it? Okay.
Good.
So we began the sugi yesterday, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Acham, Bar Rav Avira. Hi, man, the Shoda Stichsan La Asuna. A person puts a peg into an oven, and it's a wet peg. Machlag, you showed him whether it's a wooden peg or whether it's a clay peg. Chayiv Mishum Evashel. So this, the first year, the underlying yesod that Bishul applies even to things which are not food, that is clear from this Gemara, and it's clear from later Gemara. So Gemara's later on, when it comes to the din of putting someone to death, the Gemara discusses putting someone to death on Shabbos, Ayidei Sreifa, so Gemara says, Mali Bishul Samamonim, Mali Bishul Psila. I'm learning Bishul Samamonim, so why should it be limited to food anyway? The same thing over here. If we're learning Bishul from Samamonim, that the Gemara just said, Shava Kani Dan Bishul Samamonim to have a Mishkan. Benakat Oife. So, Bishul, there is no reason to assume that Bishul should be limited to food. So, Haiman Deshoda, Sichsa La'asuna, Chayiv Mishum Abashul. This one's not working? This one?
Yeah.
So Haiman the Shodam Sichsala Suna Chai Bishum Evashem. This is Pshita. So Dabar Posha, why not? Bishul Samamonim is not food, so what's the Chiddush? So Pshita Maurit Teima Lishirure Mona Kon Mechrin Komash Malon the Mirpur Rofi Vodar Komet. So Rashi says, L'chazek ve'in kan bishul. The habimina was that L'chazek ve'in kan bishul. So the teretz is L'demir pi rofi al yidei chum. Al yidei chum ha'ur. V'hamayim shevesecha yoytzin. U'liachar sheyotzu meimom komit. Miskashe. Right, so the Havamina is that there's no Bishul here. Why? Why should there not be any Bishul here? What's the Havamina? No? So apparently Raj, the Havamina is that using fire to make a solid harder, so that's not Bishul. And what's the chiddush of Rav Acham Bar Rav Avira? What's the kamash malon? No. So which part of the Havamin are we makabel? Which part are we rejecting? Havamin is that making something hard harder is not bishul. No, so what's the kamash malon?
As long as there's a stage between where it is still visual, where it got softer, it's higher.
Right, so therefore, are we rejecting the Havamina, or are we being makabel? What's the kamash malon? Kamash malon what? Nunasim? What's that? Say again?
I understand what you said about the Havamina.
You don't understand.
You do not mention kamash at all. Okay,
hold on one second. Okay, I understand what you're saying. The Rashi does not seem to work with Kavana. The Pasha of the Gemara is Kavana. Mechman. All the other Rishonim work with Kavana. But let's go step by step. Rashi doesn't say Kavana. Right? Rashi says, Tishona Sif, Tishlach Yosid Lach, Latanar Chom, Liavshit Shizkasha. So, Lishrure, Lachazeg, Ve'ein Kan Bishop. So, Nelson's Kasha is a good Kasha. It bothers me also. The Gemara says, "Ma'udetem l'shuri mona kol mechven." So all the other Rishonim, except for the Rashi and the Rambam, focus on the word Kamechven. Alright? But Rashi doesn't.
Rashi accepted it.
So the Maskon accepts the Havamina. Right? Haiman the Shoda Sikh the Shizuk Yosid Lach Latanocham the Yavsha Shiyaskasha Lishiruri Lachaze. So again, Rashi doesn't say V'loichivein lebishul. Ein kan bishul. The Marpei Rofei, so the Gemara says, what's the Gemara's teretz? What's the Kamash Malon? What's the Kamash Malon? No? That there is bishul. Where's the bishul? Right, so we're saying we're accepting it. To make something hard, that's not bishul. In fact, the Havamit, the Maskana goes a step further, according to Rashi. Right? The Mirpi Rafi the Yechuma or Vamayim Shvesuch and Yaitzin, Uliacha Shiyotsu Meim of Komi Mitzkasha, Vechi Rafi Vereish Ave Bishulai. Rashi says clearly, don't even think that hardening a soft item is Bishul. Right? Not only is hardening a hard item not Bishul, but even hardening a soft, because Rashi tells us, right? So this is an aside. What is Rashi? Which region is Rashi taking on over here? Okay, good. Why? Okay, and which other region is taking on? Even sharp, even clearer. Head on head. Rabbeinu Chananel. Look at Rechanan, the top line, the last line of Ayin Dama Beis. Ashmeinan de Mirfa Rafa. Kishahein Tit. It was soft when it was before it was put into the fire. Umis Bashlin. Viacharkach. And after Bishol, Mischaskin. Kishe Yitzdorfu. So, according to Rechananel, it was soft before you put it in the fire. That's why Rashi stresses, Mirpi Rafi al Yidei Chumur. So you shouldn't learn like Rabbi Chananel that it's Mirpi Rafi when you made it. So Rabbi Chananel's idea is that the Havamina was, look, if all I'm doing is making something hard harder, that's not Vishal. So the Teret says, no, you got the Metzius wrong. You're making something soft hard. Right? So that's the source of that's the beginning of Shita Saranda. But I just wanted to point out that the Lashon of Rashi is so clearly Lahotzi Midas Rabbeinu Chananel. The Mirpi Rafa Yidei Chumur. Rabbeinu Chananel says no. Mirpi Rafa Koidim Chumur. The Maim Shevesecha Yoitzin Uli Acher Sheyotzu Meimav Komet Miskasha. And then don't say like Rabbeinu Chananel is going to tell you that it's the kishoy which is the bishul, the kirafi bereishayave bishulin, when it became saw. Okay, so now again, so the Rashi says that the Gemara is accepting the idea that it's only becoming soft on yedeya or is bishul, correct? And the havamina maskon over here is that in the havamina. We thought it's a Havamina maskona on Metzius. The Havamina was that a peg is hard and it gets harder. And the maskona is the kamashmala. No, you made a mistake. You didn't know the Metzius, the science of how things become harder in fire. You didn't realize that it becomes harder in fire by becoming softer and then extracting the softness. Nope. You have to say, is that a problem to say that the Kamash is a Metzius? Go ahead.
No, that was the problem.
What do you mean?
I was going to say that was a problem. How could the Kamash be a Metzius? What type of Avon is
it? I'm not sure if that's such a big problem. We had in Ksuvis that the Kamash Malon or the Neftes was the Kimle. It also wasn't a Chiddush and Din. So I'm not sure, but if that's a problem to say that. That Rav Papa was being megala to us that this is the way it works.
So why do we have to say
Rav Papa?
That?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why can't we say that Rashi would look at the Chiddush differently?
No, go ahead.
Based on what Rashi says, it seems like Rashi would be holding that there was no bid, that as far as someone looks, you'd say there's no bishul, because all it did was get harder. If it gets harder, that's not the bishul. The bishul would be the intermediate stage. So Rashi's Chiddush would be that if you don't know that the bishul was occurring, meaning that in terms of what you look at, you don't see that any bishul occurred,
right.
So then you'd still be chayav on bishul there.
But afal pikein. What happened, you know, was that we just look at the way that when I put it in and took it out, it was hard, it was hard. So no bishul. But the Gemara says, kamash malon, that now that I know that there is some kind of bishul taking place, so therefore it's ki rafi b'rei shavet bishulet.
It's very nice, no?
Yeah. So that would explain the word kamichman.
Yeah, and then you also understand the kavanah because it's a function of the person's das.
Oh, go step by step. So that far, I don't know if I'd go that far. Ma'ud etaymul l'shuri mona kamichman, he's only aware of shirui mona. Kamash malon, the mir pirof of other coming. Okay, now, if we say this mahalach, so we will take care of the mitzvahs kashin of a desire. Right? Why do I say that? The Ritvan of Adazara, we all know Tosfos raises the problem. All the Rishonim raise the problem. You have a Gemara of Adazara that says punk for Kertan is Gemara. Right? The Gemara of Adazara says, talking about Bishul Nachri. So the Gemara over there talks about how Bishul Nachri, Chazam et Adin, Chazam et Takana, that if a guy cooks food from beginning to end, we cannot be men, that we cannot eat it. Right, one of these Surah Chasimus. So we shouldn't come to the limitation on how much we can socialize together. So Chazal made an Iser, Bishul Akum, the food is mamish treif. Not only that, the pot is treif. If a guy cooks food in my pot, he treifs up my pot. That's how far Chazal went. However, Chazal said that if a Jew is involved, even a little bit in Bishul Akum, Machlaikis, the Gemara Machlaikis Machaber Ramah. According to the Ramah, even a minimal involvement, and according to the Machaber, it has to be not a minimal involvement, it has to really be, has to be the major Bishul from Ayda Yehudi. So, the Gemara points out that you could have some involvement of a guy, and it could still not be Bishul Akum. Then the Gemara says, what happens if a Jew puts a pumpkin into a kiln? Right? A Jew puts a car into a kiln. So the guy doesn't see the car in the kiln. Doesn't see the pumpkin there. Doesn't see the squash there. It's a big kiln. He wants to finish off his mug. He wants to finish off his piece of pottery. So if you ask the guy, what are you doing? The guy will say, what are you talking about? I'm baking off my keli. However, the Jew knows that there's a pumpkin there. So the Jew is hoping that the guy will, when the guy finishes his piece of clay, his kli, he'll take out his cooked pumpkin. So is that Bishul Akum or not? When the Jew put the pumpkin in, the kiln was cold. Now the guy puts the keli in the kiln, and it becomes cooked and baked off. The guy takes his keli, walks away. The guy was the one who lit the kiln. He did the whole bishul. All the Jew did is put the pumpkin in the kiln. So now when the Jew walks away with this squash, with this kara, so is that bishul akum or not? Right? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that it is not Bishul Akum. The Gemara says, Pshita, never Pashad, by Bishul Akum, the guy wasn't cooking. The guy was doing pottery. That's not cooking. So Gemara says, Kamash Malon, I might have thought, Lebishulei Monika Michvin, I might have thought that the guy has in mind to cook his Kaylee, Kamash Malon Lishirure Monika Michman. He just wants to harden the Kalim. So the Gemara there is Mamish for Keret. Punk for Keret from our Sugya. Our Sugya says, when the Jew puts the Keli into the oven, so he had, the Havimina was, he didn't have a mind to do Bishul just to harden it. The Maskona is, no, he has a mind Levashel. And the Gemara there is for Keret. The guy is in mind. I might have thought the guy is in mind to harden. No, the guy is in mind Levashel. Kamashmon is in mind to harden it. So it comes out that according to that, the exact same process, the maskonah there is, that l'shirurei mona, to harden something, is not called bishul. Right? So the, so Rashi in Avodah Zarah, I mean, this is the kasha, all the Rishonim asks, Tosfos says over here, Tosfos over there. But the Ritva's in Avodah Zarah says very sharply against Rashi. Alam Echesim and Beis. Yes, the Rashi over there. Who remembers the Rashi there? Ein Bishul Bekeli. Rashi is the Maskon over there is. There's no Bishul Bekelim. So Rashi is Merab Sigra. I don't know Bishul Bekelim. So that's the. In Shabbos we say Yesh Bishul B'Kalim. So the Ritva says Ve'enay Nachin Perish Rashi Zal. This is Ritva in Avodah Zarah. Perish Rashi Zal She'en B'Kalim Yishun Bishul Ve'enay Nachin Dove Perek Klal Godol Amin Ayman Nishor Sakanta Shemisich Salasuna Chayim Yishun Mevashel Verminim Shita. So he has a different shot. Right? So what do you do for Rashi? Go ahead.
Rashi in Avodah Zarah is talking about Bishul Akum. There's no halacha of Bishul Akum by Caleb. But the idea of Bishul, which would be Machui of someone, halacha Shabbos.
Right? Yes. So that's a little bit, but you're saying is Lechara correct, right? Taisus says that in Avodah Zarah. But you have to say better because the Rashi says over there his lashon is ein v'chele mishum mishul.
So he's talking from that sugya.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. You think it's correct, but that's it's even better. How can you say in bishul akum ein mishum mishul? There's no bishul by akum, like bishul akum. And over here, all right. So what's the difference? And then you have to go a step further. So because there's no bishul by keli. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't say, therefore, that's not how the Gemara ends up. The Gemara doesn't say, what are you talking about? The guy didn't mind, the Gemara ends up by saying, L'shuri mona, kamichmet. No, so you have to say, have to go a step further. Otherwise, Rashi leaves Yah before he's finished, right? If the Gemara would say over there, what are you bothering me? The guy is doing a keli. That Rashi would be perfect. Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara says the goy over there is a mind to harden his keli, not to soften his keli. Right? So again, so what I'm saying is seems to be correct. Let's finish up with Daniel.
Based on that, the cow, we're comfortable with what we have now, but based on the Mahat Rama, that for Rashi,
But say to Rashi, Rashi doesn't say all that. Rashi doesn't mention Toldos, he doesn't mention... Rashi says he can say better. Places they rice their own. Rashi doesn't talk about they rice their own.
The next Rashi is turning our dust.
Was that? Go ahead.
The next Rashi is
turning our dust. Read it.
So he says, Kamash Malan de Emishu Mekalim. Hello, Shreem. Hey, now...
Right? No, so what are you going to do? It's not... Are you going to finish up Rashi? Go ahead. What was that? Yeah, go ahead. Good.
Good.
Shabbat, so just by Shabbos, the rest you count that also. But by, well, by Bishlaka, we only care about the goals.
Okay, but again, you're switching gears in Rashi and Tosis. Go ahead. Rashi says, "Aim shame bishul." Go ahead. Louder. Bishul akum izur is not defined, but bishul and Shabbos should be defined differently. Okay, but Rashi, I understand. So now, what Rashi is saying, Bishul Akum is Shem Bishul. Right? So therefore, it sounds like the Rashi is saying, Bishul Akum would be defined by the more general concept of Bishul. Right? And Shabbos need not be defined by the general concept of Bishul. In other words, it would sound like, okay, hold on for a moment, that if we were discussing Bishul Akum, if we were discussing Bishul Akum, that would be more comparable to Bishul Bosav Acholav than Bishul and Shabbos. What do you think?
Adrava.
Go ahead.
Bishul Akum is more narrow.
Why?
Because we just said Ein Bishul B'Kalim.
No, he said Ein Shem Bishul B'Kalim.
What's the difference between
in other words, it's a Rashi is saying that there is a concept of Bishul.
Oh, so then... Okay,
so it sounds like from Rashi, and you'll see in a moment this makes, I think it makes a lot of sense. It sounds like from Rashi that when Chazal used were Mesak in Bishul Akum, so they used the more general notion of what Bishul is. Mashainikain Bishul and Shabbos is a broader concept. Right? And I think we have a very clear raya. In Bishul Akum, do we distinguish between Bishul and Afiyah? No? Of course, the Mechaber, that's the whole, why are Svarim so makbid? Right? Why are they so makbid on, why are they so more makbid than Ashkenazim and Bishul? Because the Mechaber says that Bishul and Afiyah are different halachas. That if a Jew is involved minimally in Afiyas Akum, so everybody says that's mutter. Everybody says that if you throw a match into Afiyas Akum is mutter. That's the Ramah is the one who's Mechadesh, that principle in the Gemara applies to Afiyah Bishul as well. But it's certainly according to many, many Rishonim, Bishul and Afiyah in Bishul Akum are defined differently and were Mesukun differently. But then you can go a step further. Bishul and Shabbos, whoever said that Bishul and Shabbos is defined by Shem Bishul? The Gemara says, Mali Bishul Saman, Mali Bishul Psila. If anything, Bishul on Shabbos is defined by Bishul and Mishkan. Bishul Basar B'Cholav is defined as mixing things together on Yedei Ha'or. And there will be some interplay between Bishul on in Basar B'Cholav and Bishul in Shabbos. They're not different concepts. Machul ben Risoi was considered to be a Maisa Bishul. But when Rashi says, again, and if we allow ourselves to learn Rashi and without being influenced by the other Rishonim, right? So Rashi says that Ein Shem Bishul by Bishul Akum. So Rashi would seem to be saying that Chazal or Mesaki and Bishul Akum using the more general notion of the more universal concept of Bishul, right? And therefore, over there the Gemara says that there is no concept of Bishul Agave Kalim. So therefore, when the Goy wants to be Mavashul as Keli, the Goy is not being Mavashul, my Kara. Right? Now how do we get it back in the next Rashi? The next Rashi? The Gemara says over there, Lishru, Kamash Milan, Lishrure Mone Komichman. The Goy, no, go ahead.
The Hakshas is here too, the Ein Da'at and the Bishul.
No, go ahead.
Maybe he's talking about
the pumpkin. He only has in mind to do the keli.
Right.
It doesn't have in mind to do the kara. Go ahead.
You don't have time to do the mashup, and the popular perception of Bishop was the fun. Like no one usually thinks that. maybe step to that. Maybe if you thought you were actually cooking to play, and the possible to cook play, in this case all you have to do is harden the play, and people will often perceive that it's not as cooking to harden the play. That's why it's not difficult.
If it's conceivable that the din the rabbanon of Bishul Akum is based on Mil di Alma, Chazal used regular human terms to define Bishul.
Which makes sense with the purpose of the Zayr, is we're talking about not sharing meals in this and that so that you don't have intermingling and intermarriage. So, you know, you're not getting together to make a cook, you're getting together to have a meal.
Right.
So it makes sense if they're using a conventional definition of what Bishul is, and Ein Bishul B'Kalim, then makes sense with, that's why it wasn't his das, because like Effie said, no one thinks about, you know, cooking a pot or a spike as going to cook. Like you said, different ovens, a kiln and a...
Right, so that's what Ovi was saying a few minutes ago. Ovi was saying that Bishul that Bishul, when it comes to Bishul Akum, should be defined the way the Hamon Am defines Bishul. And Ein Shem Bishul Bakach means there's no Bishul Akum over here. Because the Shuri Monika Mechman. And Lanias Daiti, the phrase She'ein Bekelim Ishum Bishul sounds like that he's saying that Bechlal, Chazal used a conventional notion of Bishul, but you have to, Shabbos is the Yad Man out. Shabbos is where we have an Av that told us what Daniel was saying before. But the point being that Shabbos Bishul is not defined like Bishul in the rest of Torah. Right? Now, if that's the case, so now let's go back to the Gemara. Right? So I'm not entirely happy with how we're learning the last Rashi of Avodah Zarah. But let's go back to the... Let's go back to our Gemaras. Now, so how do we explain the two Gemaras going diametrically opposed directions? So again, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is saying that the chiddush that is not Bishul Akum, the chiddush over there is because we should understand that Bishul and Bishul Akum is defined the way Bishul is defined in Kol Torah Kula. And ain't shame Bishul v'kelim. You call it Terah Kula. If you would, chances are, if you had a milk and meat dye in a piece of pottery, so that would not be Bishul deraisa. That would be Bishul derabbanan. There are Bishul v'kach. Right? If you had a keli that was made out of meat and milk. There are more discusses that if you have certain kind of soaps made out of meat and milk, so that's an easier of Bishul Bas V'Cholav. But find the Rabbanon, not the Eraisa. Because ain't there of Bishul B'Kach. So when it comes to Bishul Akum, ain't shame Bishul B'Kalim. That's what Rashi says. So the Gemara says, I might have thought that this should be included in Bishul Akum, Kamash Milan Lishrurei Monika Michvin, that we don't apply the terms of Bishul to Shrurei Mona. And again, in terms of the Rashi and the Avodah Zarah, we have to say something along the lines that people don't view this as a form of Bishul. People don't talk about cooking their pots and pans, their kelim. People talk about hardening them, about baking them off. No, go ahead.
Why is the fact that the goys
Because what are you doing with the Kli? There's still alcohol there for the Jew. Why is it extension? Why does it go from the back of the Goy's?
No, so that we can explain the way I was saying before, that when Chazal are misakin Bishul Akum, they're misakin an Isur for Goy cooking. If a Goy says he's not cooking, he's baking off a keli. So why should that, I mean, Apisvar, why should that be part of Bishul? If he happens to cook something for me totally ba'onais.
That's why for Israel, I'm saying that the fact that the Jew has the oath on them, so he's still doing Vashal the oath on the Jews' oath on them. So why are we basing the Goy's Kavana on them?
So Rashi does not work with Kavana. Rashi is saying the Goy is not doing a Maisa Bishal.
And Israel, what about the by definition?
He's only lighting the fire once. You have to tell, that's what Rashi is saying. Not like the other Rishonim, who say, look at the Kavon of the God. Rashi is saying, Ein Bishol Kele Makach. Rashi is saying, he's not doing a Maisa Bishol. So it happens to me that by his non-Maisa Bishol, he happens to cook my Kara? No, that's not Bishol Akum. He happens to be blow-torching and welding two pipes together. And I have an apple on the other side of the pipe, it gets cooked. No, that's not Bishol Akum. Alright, hold on. How about an Ar Gemara? And what about an Ar Gemara? So an Ar Gemara, Rashi says that the Havamina was that there's no Bishul going on over here. V'chazik v'ein kan Bishul. In other words, an Ar Gemara, so we can't say the same thing as the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Because in Ar Gemara and Shabbos we know Yesh Bishul B'Kelim. Because we know that Bishul Samamonim is like Kelim. Bishul Psila is Kelim. The Gemara just said Bishul Samamonim. So how the Gemara can't say Ain Bishul? So of course it has to be a different Gemara. The whole premise is different. Right, Ar Gemara wants to know, is this like Bishul and Mishkan? It's not the question of Shein Bishul, but is it close enough to Bishul and Mishkan? So the Gemara says, no, it's not Bishul and Mishkan. Bishul and Mishkan, you were softening up some amonim. You were taking hard dyes, you're taking kernels, and you were putting them in water and softening them. That's Bishul and Mishkan. Bishul and Mishkan is not hardening something. So the Gemara says that we take into account the entire process. That since it's mirpi rafa idechu mahar, mamayim shebesecha yoitzin, so we take into account the entire process. So maybe that's what Avi was saying before. And therefore, since the process does include a maisa bishul that's daimit in Mishkan, so therefore it's called Bishul. So you can ask, since when do we take into account things that we don't see, Bichlal? So it could be that that's what the Gemara is pointing out. We may not see the water leaving. We may not even see it getting soft. But apparently that, since we see the item getting harder, so that's a clear indication that it must have gotten soft in the middle to get rid of the water. What should we be saying? Effie?
I think Rashi and Avodah Zarah is saying that even though there's no Bishul
Mekele,
there is Bishul for the door.
There is Bishul what?
For the door.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we find Bishul, think of how people think about Bishul, but this God is not to cook, and this is not Bishul at all, even though the door is cooked, that's why it's not Bishul.
Right, that could be. It could be that he's not Muhammad, that's what the Nasim was saying. Could be, yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. So that's Pshalim ben Rashi. Right? And they connect to Nasim's question, so to Michvin, is saying whether he's aware of it or not. He's not aware that there's visual. Afal Pikein, he is this is where we have to be careful not to slip into the other Rishonim, right? This is still called the visual. Go ahead, Nassim. Rashi says so, yeah.
We bake something.
No, it becomes hard because the water goes out.
What's
that?
You're saying it goes straight, you start something, you put bread, you put solid.
Right.
It becomes hard.
It's because the moisture is leaving.
And that's the there becomes soft again, according to the way we're saying
If you put a piece of toast in the oven, it will never become soft. Now you take a soup and you cook, boil it up and you keep on boiling and boiling, the water goes out and it becomes thick. What was that?
What happens to challah in order to get hard is the water moves in it. That's how it becomes hard.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
I don't see the
softness. Yeah. I don't know. Rashi is very clear, but I don't know. Then?
No, the way Rashi would explain it is that before any of the water has a chance to leave, I don't know if this is serious, but the way Rashi's understanding is that before the water has a chance to leave, then you cook anything so that it becomes softer and then the water leaves directly thereafter. So you would say that the way Rashi is reading, I don't know if this is true with Chalas, but then right before all the moisture leaves
before
the
it becomes toast, they have to maybe do an experiment.
Before it becomes toast, so there would be
different kinds of
maybe 1 second of softness.
Do an experiment. Take a challah, and see whether it becomes in the put into don't put it into a toaster where it becomes hot right away. Put into a lower flame. Is that an issue? I don't know.
Like
a what?
You need something sheer, right?
No, that's for the Gemara. There is a sheer of bishul of krimas upon him. The gabe cake and bread. I have to figure out what I don't know what the sheer of bishul. I don't know.
It's something you can't grab hold of.
When you boil up the samamonim, right? When you boil up a soup, so there has to be some shear, right? The cream aspanim is one kind of shear, so we'll have to see what the shear is for that also. How do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that it is a, if he's asking a kasha in Rashi? Okay, let's hold off. Let's see if we can. I think it's a bad kasha, but he's asking a kasha on Rashi. So let's maybe we'll be able to have a teretz. But this is a lechayd is pshat in Rashi. Okay, this is what Rashi says. So maybe we'll find a way of being mataritz Rashi. We'll have to look around to get the shirim of the bishul. Good. So that's Rashi Shita. Now almost all the other Rishonim focus on the Kamichman. Right, starting with Tosfos and Aramid. The Tosfos says Ein boi bishul klal kamash malon denehile de lishmurei mone kamichman bishul miya yesh boi de mir perofe vahodar komit. The kamash malon is even though your kavana is not to do a ma'aseh bishul, but a ma'aseh bishul is happening. Right? Again, chiddush according to Rashi is that lishrurei mona is not a ma'aseh bishul. It's not a ma'aseh bishul in avodah zarah. And Shabbos we have a more expansive concept of bishul. And again, it's clear because Shabbos is based, that's a different question. According to Rashi, is this Bishul Adoyme le Bishul HaMishkan? According to Tosfos, the Kamash Milan is that we're not looking at your Kavana. Your Kavana is not to do Bishul. Kamash Milan will ignore your Kavana. And you're still Chayiv. Says, Aval Ein Lefarish Kamash Milan Deloy Aminon Delishrura Imanika Michman. You can't say that the Kamash Milan is that you don't have Kavana for Shura Imana. In other words, what Tosfos is saying is that there is a very easy way to read the Gemara. That's what I was saying before. And the Rishonim are rejecting that easy way. The Gemara says, I might have thought, Mauritema Lishura Imana Kum Michvin, that he has Kavana not to do a Maisa Bishol. Kamash Malon de Mir Pirafin. Vahadar Komet. So you could say Kamash Malon, he has Kavana to do Bishol. Now, it doesn't matter to say that. Who's that? The Gemara says that Lishrure Mone Vahadar Komet, isn't they Kum Michvin? So Tosfos is being medayik. I might have thought that we assume his Kavana was not to do Bishol. Kamash Malon, that we ignore his Kavana is not to do Bishol. And we're ignoring his Kavana and going and saying, Afal Pikin, you're doing Bishol. Why can't we say that the Maskon of the Gemara is he has Kavana to do Bishol by softening it? Because the Gemara of Avodah Zarah won't let you. Because the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, there the Gemara says that he is not Levishli Kum Michvin, he is Lishuri Kum Michvin. Here the Gemara says he's not Lishuri Kum Michvin, but the fact is that it is Hadar Komet. So Tosfos says if you compare the two Gemaras, you see that the Maskana of the Gemara is Lishuri Mana Kum Michvin. His kavana is not to do a ma'aseh bishul, but the fact is he's doing a ma'aseh bishul. So when it comes to bishul akum, right? So we still have this little kasha. What's the kasha now? So why is the same kasha in Rashi? Okay, let's go step by step. First, what's traveling in our Gemara according to Tosfos in Hilchos Shabbos? What's he saying? Man, if you ask the man, what are you doing? He says, I'm not doing a ma'aseh bishul. I'm drying out my pegs. Bishul. I'm just drying out my pegs. It's going too slow in the sun and putting in the oven. Right? L'shurei monika mechman. And the Gemara is mekabel that l'shurei mon is not bishul. No? So he doesn't have kavana levasha. So how are we nabbing him in Hilchos Shabbos? How are we making him an Isur Deoraisa, a Chiyuv Korban? No? What would you say? So we're jumping right to the Ramban. That's Psik Reisha.
I would say the Tosfos would also say Psik Reisha.
Yeah? What was that? He doesn't say the word Psik Reisha.
I would say some Psik Reisha is just words. He's saying it's Psik Reisha.
In other words, so we don't need the Psik Reisha. Why is it hard to say Psik Reisha here?
Because then the Chiddush of the Gemara is Psik Reisha, Devar Shinam Skavim. We can learn that out from 100
years. How is it different than a Psik Reisha? Red? It's what? Psik Reisha usually is a two-step process. I open my fridge, and the light goes on. I do one ma'aseh entirely, which is lechora separate. Over here, it's the same thing. I'm putting my peg in the oven, and the Gemara is telling me, I want to know what you're doing over here. Without realizing it, your one ma'aseh is really a two-step ma'aseh. That's what the Ritva. That's the Ritva of Edzora spells it out. Let's see the Ritva over here. It's the exact same lesson, I don't remember. Open the Ritva. Yeah. Same lesson over here. This is the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. It's quoted almost verbatim by the Ritva in our sugya, and the Ritva in our sugya is very, very close to the Ritva in Avodah Zarah. In terms of Lashon. I think it's the same thing. Yeah, same thing, same thing. No, no, as it was. Guy doing? And the maskana is, you have to realize that there is a maisa bishul over here. Okay. Alright. So the ritva says, spells it out. Tirtu batoisvis. The hacha le'inya, you have it's right by the 76 in the ritva. Tirtu batoisvis. The hacha le'inya shabbos hechmiru. The vadai b'sich zazu shtei melachis yeshva. There are two malachis, bishulei mana kiderafi marfe, vishirui mana kiderkomit. There is the softening and the hardening. Le'inyan Shabbos ro'oi lechaye mishum mevashel. She'af levashel niskavein. Deloi lishurei ele v'hochi. Because the only way to harden it is this way. Avol hosum le'inyan bishulei goyim derabonon came in the ikur kavanos lishurei mana hu ein lachmir. V'lesor shafilu kishin eskavin levashel chomru lesor shloi neskavin levshol tavshile shel Yisrael. Yafilu neskavin levashel chomru lesor. V'chein tiyash v'in agadol to Ramban. Alright? Is it the Ramban? That's what the man at the bottom says. Alright, I have to go a little bit slow. Because the Ramban is introduced the phrase segregation. So if we go, we have to see who we're identifying over here. Okay? We go step by step. So again, Tosfos, what's Tosfos Shita? Right? Almost all the Rishonim, except for the Rambam, come out with the idea that the Gemara was Mechadish over here, that Bishul Kalim is a two-step process. Right? And it's not a shava of all the Rishonim except for Rambam. It's a two-step process. Correct? The difference between, and if we take the Rambam aside, like when Hananel, put it aside for a moment, look at all the other Rishonim, because the Rambam is the one that says it's not a two-step process. The Rambam is that the Nosim would like the Rambam, because the Rambam would say, it begins soft. The fire is only making it toast, only making it hard. Right? So according to Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Chiddush of here is that making something hard is also Bishul. Right? For Keretz from all the other Rishonim. All the other Rishonim say you should know it got soft before. And the Rambam says, you're right, that we're making Mechadish of here, that making something hard is also Bishul. That's the Rambam's pshat. Right? Just expanding the notion of Bishul. Fine. But except for Rambam, so all the other Mishnayim say that the Gemara is pointing out there's an intermediate stage over here that we didn't focus on initially. How are we focusing on it? That's the slight nuance between Rashi and the other Mishnayim. Rashi and the Shetuki Barim, Rashi says that we're focusing on this intermediate stage to say that when it comes to Bishul and Shabbos, we're not limiting ourselves to Bishul and Kol HaTorah Kula. We're looking at how Bishul was done in Mishkan. And that's what the Shulchan Yibarim points out, and Rashi has to be maskim to this. If there is an intermediate step, which is not Nikola Ayin, if that was done in Mishkan, that's also Bishul. If I become aware of it, that's also called Bishul. So that, those Chidush have to go hand in hand. Tosis and the Ritva and the Ramban, they say almost the exact same word, but there's a nuance here at the end. And they say, the Gemara is megala to us, this intermediate step, for what purpose? Not to be marchiv bishul, not to be machayev as an adavish and a nikr, but to insist that this is part of your kavana. That initially we thought that you only go basar, we call gross kavana. Only the kavana, what is he doing? He is baking a keli. The fact that in order to accomplish that, there must be some rivui, that's the Gemara, and therefore that becomes part of your kavana, or that becomes part of the Maisa Bishul, that's what the Gemara is saying of you. So that's what Tosfos says, Miyu Yesh Boy, the Mirpi Rafi, Vodar Komet V'chayev. That's what the Ritva says. That there are two issues of it, two malachis. Bishol, Kidderaf and Marpe. Ushuri Mana, the Kidder Komet. So when it comes to Shabbos, your Chayev, so what's the Lashon? She'af Levashel Miskavein. She'af Levashel Miskavein. Because the Leishurri Yelabach is the only way to do it. And that's why the Ramban says, yeah, the Ramban. The Ramban says even Reb Shimon would agree with this. Of course Reb Shimon would agree with this. What do you mean Reb Shimon? Even Reb Shimon who says that Psik Reishos Potur, even Reb Shimon would agree with this. Of course. Reb Shimon says, when is Psik Reishos Potur? When I have two distinct acts. I open my fridge door, I'm not trying to turn on the light. But memele the light goes on. That's psik reisha. I do one maisa. You ask me what I'm doing, I'm saying I'm opening my fridge door. I wouldn't say, by the way, I'm turning on my light, I just have a strange way of doing it. I need to read something, so I'm opening my door, fridge door, open the light on. No! I'm opening my door! Memele the light goes on. That's, so Reb Shimon says, in that case, you didn't put the light on. That's psik reisha. Potter. But the Ramban says, over here, Reb Shimon, we mask him. This is clearly one process. No one's gonna say, I'm baking my peg. I don't have in mind to soften up first. We explain to him, this is the way baking pegs work. They get soft first. The person is trying to create. To become very clear, a person is trying to create a pasty dye, a pasty trying to concentrate. Right? You're trying to make soup concentrate. So you make your soup, you boil it up first, and then the water boils off. Right? You're trying to make a roast. At first, you put a lot of different ingredients on, so it all gets boiled up. And then most ingredients get boiled away, so it sits in the meat, right? So you have kavana to prepare the roast in a certain way. The fact is, you have to do, and it has to get soft first, and then it gets hard. It has to be that way. But a person wouldn't say, "Well, I want to know first. I'm first boiling, and then I'm going to be baking it off." No, you're making a roast. So the Gemara says, the Ramban says, even Reb Shimon would say, it's not a psik reisha, or even Reb Shimon would agree that this psik reisha is chayiv. And that's the Lashon de Ritva. She'af levashel miskavein. Right? So that's a fine point that I'm not sure the Tosfos says that fine point. Because Tosfos doesn't say miyu mechavein lishri, he says miyu lishri yeshboi. So that's a point we'll discuss in a moment. So the Gemara, so the Tosafot in Avodah Zarah says that le'inyan Shabbos hechmiru. And the Ritzva is two separate Lashonos. So why we're more machmir in Shabbos? The Ritzva in Shabbos says we're more machmir in Shabbos. L'nyan Shabbos hechmiru devadai b'sichzazu yeshtei melachis. L'nyan Shabbos roi lechai mishu mevashel. Shach levashel komiskaven. And the Lashon in Avodah Zarah is L'nyan Shabbos meleches machsheves osra Torah. It's one Ritva. So you have to say, you have to put the two Ritvas together. The Ritva is saying that since Shabbos, the Melachos are defined as Meleches Machsheves, so we can make you responsible for Machsheves that you may not have articulated. But Machsheves that have to be there. If you read the Ritvas, it has to be that way. The Meleches Machsheves is a term that we're going to nail down later on. Meleches Machsheves is one of these floating terms. It includes doing things kedarkoi, and it includes doing things with kavana, and it may include the guf, and it may include shiur. It's a broad term with many, many parts to it. So some Rishonim say Meleches Machsheves is a skilled activity. We'll have to get to it to nail it down. But the Ritva has now pointed out that Meleches Machsheves means that if there is a Machshava which must be there, but it may not be articulated, then that's also going to be Machayev you in Shabbos. And that would fit in very well with his Tosfos. Bishul Miyo Yeshvoy. And that would explain why the Ritva sees himself as saying the exact same thing as the Ramban. By the way, the Ramban also is interesting. The Ramban says, Hekshu Talmidai, over here. He says, Talmidim asked me this kasha. It's interesting that, it's big Lashon. So Ramban is saying that's what Psik Resha is. Okay, now, when we do Psik Resha, Mirtz Hashem, I don't know if we'll do it over on Ayin Hay or if we'll do it later on. So we will discuss a major machlekes, the Yosidistic machlekes of Psik Resha. Whether Psik Resha supplies kavana, or whether Psik Resha makes it into one long maisa. Alright? So you begin to see that issue over here. In other words, why am I a chayiv for putting on the light? Is it because I had kavana for the light? I didn't articulate it. I said I had kavana to open the fridge door. But my voice said, you know, Sunday through Friday, you open the fridge, the light goes on, so it's going to go on in Shabbos also. So how can you tell me I have kavana for it? It was an inarticulate kavana, but it was kavana. Or do we say, no, segregation means it's one maisa. It can't separate anymore. So you're turning on the light in a stranger, but you're turning on the light. This is on many, many nafkaminas, in terms of time delays and things like that. But coming back, you begin to see this issue in our Gemara already. Because the issue that the Ritva says, it must be part of your kavana. Wasn't articulate, but it must be part of your kavana. In Tosfos, a little bit of a different lashon. Tosfos says, Bishulei mi yeshvoy. In Rashi, he says, part of the Shem Bishul. So this, I'm not convinced that they line up perfectly. So I'm not sure that the two are related. But you begin to see this issue of exactly what is a Psik Resha. So again, so what have we said so far? Let's see the Rambam and then we'll finish up. Open the Rambam, please. Tomorrow, and unfortunately, I have a levaya, so I will, be able to give only. I can't be sure that I'll be here before 1:00. I'm not sure. So tomorrow I'll just have the 1:15. We'll do Ramban at 1:15. Okay? So I'm not sure if I'll be here earlier. But please go weiter now. On Sunday, Mitchum will discuss a little bit about the Tevia, Shalek Derech Tevia, on the Ayin Dalman base, and then Ayin Hamad Aleph. When you get to the Gemara Magushi, look up the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya. But the next sugya that we'll focus on is the Tzad Chiloz and Vapoitzai, Ayin Hamad Aleph. So I'd like already Monday, if possible, if we can, to start Ayin Hamad Aleph. Maybe make some ha'aros on the Gemara till then. We're trying to get to Ayin Hamad Aleph, if not Monday, then Tuesday. And there we'll discuss the issue of Gedulei Karka and Malachis and Tzias Chiloze. Sunday we'll do some ha'aros and Ayin Dalman base at the bottom. Okay? Chachmi Yisera and Tais is Chachmi Yisera. But Ladaita. Okay? Now, Ram halacha vav, hametich echa mimin matches, kol shuoy mechamim es hamatches ad sheti osa gacheles. Harvezit told us mevasha. V'chein hamemaseis es adonig oyes achel es acholov shichelov, oyes azefes va'koyfer va'gofres ki yoytz behem. Harvezit told us mevasha l'machayu. V'chein ha-mevashel kli adoma ad sheyasu cheres chayev mishum mevashel. Kololei shel dovar vein sheripo guf koshe v'ei sheshikshe guf rach hareza chayev mishum mevashel. So the Rambam has several ha'oros over here, several chidushim. The first is that the Rambam writes hardening or softening something is chayv mishum mevashel. Then the Rambam writes that mevashel kli adoma seems to be an ov, not a tolda. But he doesn't say the other ones are toldas. So we understand that the Rambam would follow with the Rebbeinu Chananel perfectly. That's what the Gemara is saying. We should know that it was soft first, and then it got hard. The hardening is what made it into a malacha. But the Rambam doesn't have any of these other chidushim. Anything we said in Rashi and Tosfos, Rambam doesn't need any of that bechlal. You right? So you have to keep that in mind later on, in terms of secretion, in terms of kavana. Rambam doesn't say that. Okay? What's that? That's what he says. So imagine the mir perofe was soft, but they're coming, and therefore there it's...
He says that both of them are going to be bishul, then you don't need a kamashma on this. This is not the case, because you have both hardening and soft.
So right.
It's going to be bishul too. If hardening is going to be, is what the Havamina is, I would have thought it's going from hard to harder.
Right.
It's like rashing, but see,
right. I might have thought that I'm just hardening that which is hard already. That's not bishul. It has to have some impact. Right?
Again, like we said, within rashing, see.
Yeah. And then he says, no, it was soft. You forgot it was soft first. So again, let's just finish up. Maybe we'll come back to Rambam on Sunday. But in terms of what we said so far, so Rashi says, the sugya according to Rashi is that the fact that it got soft, so that's enough to make it bishul. The fact that it got hard, that's not bishul. Tosfos, same thing. The fact that it got soft made it bishul. All right. Rashi and Tosfos differ. Tosfos says it's the kavana that we impose upon you, kavana for bishul. According to Rashi, we're saying that it has the identity, it has the shame bishul. Okay? Why is Avodah Zarah different? According to Rashi, Avodah Zarah is different because Chazal were probably using a shame bishul that has nothing to do with Shabbos. And Shabbos, a shame bishul is Daimel Mishkan. According to Tosfos, Chazal, when it came to bishul derabbanan, so they limited themselves in defining bishul. When it came to, and they didn't hold you responsible for implicit kavana. And when it came to Shabbos, meleches machshavas, because the Torah holds you responsible for implicit kavana, for meleches machshavas. That's what the Ritva spells out. So one more issue we just want to point out. According to Rashi and according to Tosfos, Elital mentions this. Chasidich other Achrayim mentioned this. When it comes to cooking food, if you take a dough and you put a dough into the oven, is that we call it ofer? Is that chiv neiraisa? Do we assume that the dough got soft first and then got hard? You may take an egg and you boil up an egg. Melacha deraisa, no? Right? The egg just got hard. I can't imagine the egg got... it was soft when it got in there. Right? You take water and you boil up water. So how could Rashi say that Bishul is limited... how could the Gemara say it? According to Rambam, it's bechal and a problem. Because the Rambam says both processes are bishul. So Elamai, what do you have to say? No? Go ahead. No, but the Gemara doesn't allow you to say that. No? Go ahead.
So the whole Rashi would say it gets softer at one point.
How can an egg get softer?
So how can you say you have to egg get softer? Why is the egg any different than the egg?
So it sounds like the Hodah Kamar is not Bishul. And Rashi, you know, when? Moshe? I think you have to say along those lines, you have to say that Bishul for Caleb and Bishul for food is going to be different. Narai is going to say later on that Bishul for food is whatever is required to make it ready. You take water. The Gemara is going to say later on, he had these fish, and all it requires is steaming them with water. That's also called bishul. So apparently, in Ochlin, the bishul will be defined as making it ready to eat, and in Kalim, it'll be defined as softening it up on the or. And the reason why that would make sense is because in Mishkan, Bishul Samamanim is a Bishul. So it could be that when it comes to Kalim, we have to use what happened in Mishkan. And when it comes to food, so we have a broader definition. Alright? But Rambam apparently says that we use the example of Mishkan to determine Bishul, period. And therefore it applies both to food and to Caleb. And that would fit in. You'll think about this. If the Rambam holds the Rabbeinu Hananel, and if he holds the Rav Haigon, then it would make sense that what was done in Mishkan becomes definitive of what's done by food becomes definitive of all kinds of Bishul. He's only looking at the baking of the bread. And according to Rashi, then we go Basar Malacha and Basar Avoda, so you would have more flexibility, and it may be end up being defined differently later on. Alright? So that's just a nakuda we have to finish up with. Okay, I'm sorry for keeping you so long. 7 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.